You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Time now to move on to teachers. Yesterday, BFM reporter Sherry went down to the teacher strike in Aotea Square to talk to some of the teachers involved in the protest. She gives us the highlights of her favourite signs and asks the teachers what they hope to change after the strikes. It will be interesting to see if and how this is reflected in today's budget. This is the third strike from primary school teachers and the first one involving secondary school teachers as well. Sherry gives us an overview of the protest so far.
50,000 secondary and primary school teachers striked on the 29th of May, affecting 773,000 students. According to the Ministry of Education, 51% of schools have notified that they will close. However, figures may be higher. The teacher strike is the largest industrial action in New Zealand so far and involves two unions, the NZEI and the Post Primary Teachers Association. However, the government is insisting that it will not increase the total value of its offers of more than $1.2 billion over 4 years. Education Minister Chris Hipkins maintains that the offer is the largest given over a decade to teachers. However, the teachers are protesting not just for increased salaries, but for more support, respect and sustainability as classroom sizes, difficult student behaviour and high workload increases. While more teachers are entering and staying in the profession, from 2018 data from the Ministry of Education, Post-Primary Teachers Association President Jack Boyle says this figure should be taken with caution, as primary and secondary schools face an ageing teaching population and growing student population. There were 149 street corner protest stations across the city from 7 a.m. to 8:30 yesterday morning, and I went along to the protest from Fort Street up Queen Street to Aotea Square to talk to some of the teachers. There's a whole lot of energy, and the first sign I spot is a list of New Zealand's top exports: dairy, meat, and teachers.
I'm here because I see kids fall through the cracks because there's not enough teachers.
And I asked Sherina why she's marching today. She says she needs to better support the kids, however really struggles to help them when she has classroom sizes of 30 to 40 children.
They love the support, the education that they need. I need to be able to spend one-to-one time with those kids so they know just how special and amazing they are.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm marching.
In part because we can't get teacher aides, even if we can get
Anna
the money to help them.
And says she's tired of working 60 to 80 hour weeks. Sherina says her heart wrenches when she watches kids fall through the gaps because there just isn't enough resources and support for teachers to help them. Starts tearing up, and I can't help but feel emotional too. It's fair to say we've all had one or two teachers in our life who've really stuck with us. There's a lot of frustrated teachers here, but there's also kids carrying signs sitting on top of their parents' shoulders and buses and cars tooting in support.
My name's Catherine O'Reilly Dodd. I'm sick and tired of the undermining.
Catherine is with her three kids carrying a sign that says, "My face when Chris tells me to expect disappointment."
Education is so important, and this government needs to stand behind it. Like they have done.
Principal
of Upper
Harbour Primary School, Sue, says the issues of staff shortage has been
growing. From my perspective, and where the rubber starts to hit the road, is that once we might have expected to get 40 to 50 applicants for a teaching position, and now we'll get three, it's really starting to bite. And I'm aware in the last 6 months of at least three North Shore principals, who are young up-and-coming principals, should be taking over from those who are moving towards retirement, but actually they've chosen to walk away.
She used to get 50 to 60 applicants for vacancies, and now she only gets three applicants, while vacancies continue to grow.
I actually retired 9 years ago, and I'm still teaching. I'm a relief teacher now. Because
these pressures are also felt by David, a relief aid teacher. He's got a sign that says, "Can you read this? You're welcome." He retired from teaching 9 years ago because the working conditions were too stressful, but he's gone back to help relief classes because there just aren't enough teachers to cover. He says he puts in $30 to $40 of his own money each term to provide students stationery, and that he sees a lot of kids coming to class on empty stomachs. He really just wants more support for kids from lower socioeconomic areas. Fumita is carrying a pretty punchy sign.
You as broke, you as tired, you're a teacher.
And what do you hope changes after today?
Better working conditions. We need more teacher aides in the classroom for the students. Smaller classrooms so that we can have more one-on-one time with our students. It's all for the students, that's why we're all here.
Two teachers are holding a giant banner that says teachers deserve better. And when I asked Mr. Jones why he's here, he says the banner says it all.
Value for education, and we just, to put it bluntly, a bit annoyed with what he's been dealt with.
I also asked him what he would say to Chris Hipkins.
Probably not publicly, no.
Ruth Lillett has a bright yellow sign that says 2 plus 2 equals 5. Shoot, I wish I had teachers.
I'm so passionately about my own class and my children and the future of New Zealand.
Yeah. Yeah, and what do you want to change after today?
I really, really want to see the Minister taking some action on things that we've been talking about, and especially, valuing the profession.
Yeah. Well, Luna's supporting. She's toe-tocoing the teachers, saying that teachers are important.
And secondary school teacher Martinique bought her dog Luna in a little sweater set.
And I just think it's criminal that more young, incredible people aren't coming into the profession because it doesn't pay enough, and I just think we really need that. So higher pay will attract better teachers.
And what do you want to change after today?
Oh, I just hope the government listens, we get some extra non-contact time, and they show us we're valued by increasing our wages.
Speeches from the two union presidents follow as they call for a wellbeing budget. Minister Chris Hipkins addressed protesters in Wellington in front of Parliament yesterday and says, "We've always been clear that we're listening to the concerns teachers are raising and we will address them, but we've gone as far as we think we can go on this pay round. We can't fix every problem overnight." He says he was not surprised at the anger from teachers. According to NZEI and the Post Primary Teachers Association, they're not going to stop protesting and striking until they get the results they want.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.